We continue today with lesson number 12 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We're continuing to study the third perek. Today we will be learning the fifth and sixth Mishnayos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah He, and Vov. In Mishnah He, we're continuing the subject of Terefos, of diseases environmental wounds, injuries to the animal, which do not necessarily affect its status as a animal which is kasher or a treifa. The Mishnah gives a list. Achuzas hadam. If an animal has a type of a disease, which it seems is defined as having too much blood, the traditional cure for this would be bloodletting. But it has this type of a blood condition, vahama ushenes, or it has breathed in a lot of smoke and gotten sick as a result, or vahamitsunenes, it's ill because it was chilled, it was cold, vishaochlo hardufni, or if it ate this type of weed which is poisonous for animals. Or if it ate the excrement of chickens, which is also a poison to the animal. It ate water which was contaminated by being exposed for a long period of time, so that there's a possibility that reptiles have drank from it and injected their poison into it. In all these cases, kashero, the animal is kosher. The body of the animal is considered intact. And just as we learned earlier in the second parak, in fact, that there's a condition of misukenes under which the animal, cow or sheep or whatever, is in danger of dying, but is physically intact. It has some illness, but its physical organs are intact. If you shech the animal properly, and here too, if you shech the bird properly, even though it has these conditions of achuzas adam, etc., nevertheless, the animal is kasher. However, if ochla sam hamovitz, suppose the animal ate a substance which is poisonous to human beings, o shehikisha nochash, or the animal, in this case the bird, the fowl, was bitten by a reptile, snake, which injected its poison into it, muteres mishum trefa. So there's no problem of trefa because the animal's physical structure is still intact, although it contains now poison. So therefore, the animal is not a trefa. However, it is forbidden to eat it because it's dangerous for human beings to eat it. It's a sakana. So vayasura mishum sakonas nefoshos. It's dangerous, and one is not permitted to eat things or do things which are dangerous and life-threatening. So that was Mishnah He. Mishnah Vav, we proceed to a different type of topic, and that is, we know that there are certain species of animals which are kosher, which are tahor, which are permissible to eat, and certain species which are not permissible to eat. And they are therefore treif, we would say treif nowadays, treifa animals, although that's not exact proper use of the term treif. But the Torah would call such an animal tamei, and therefore prohibited to eat. Now, in the case in Parshas Shemini, we learned very specifically when it comes to mammals, which are kasher and which are treif, which are permissible to be eaten and which not. And we're given specific simonim, specific signs in the Torah, chewing its cud, having a split hoof, etc. However, as our Mishnah says, Simone behemo v'chayo nemrum in HaTorah. We have clear-cut criteria for distinguishing between the animals, the cows, sheep, etc., versus the camels and the pigs. And therefore we know it from the Torah. However, v'simone ha'of lo nemru. We look in the Torah, as the Torah shebiksav and the Chumash, you're not going to find any physical criteria for how to distinguish between which birds may be eaten and which birds may not be eaten. What we do have is a list of the names of those birds which may not be eaten, ha'nesher, v'ha'peres, etc. Well, Perhaps Nesher is an eagle, perhaps it's not. We don't know for sure the exact translations of the various species of non-kosher birds which are listed in the Torah, although it's interesting to speculate about that list. However, Chazal gave simonim of their own. They gave physical criteria by which you can identify which species of bird may be eaten and which not. So as the Mishnah continues, Avalomru Chachomim, the Chachomim said, Kol of hadores tome. If you find a bird which is a bird of prey, it attacks other animals and kills them and eats them, then that bird is not permissible to be eaten under no conditions, no matter what else it has in its favor. Now, what is it? How do you define an of hadores, a bird of prey? There are various opinions given in the Rishonim. Rashi says that if a bird grasps its prey in its nails, in its claws, and lifts it from the earth and eats it, that is a sign that it's a bird of prey. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos says, no, a bird of prey is a bird that attacks a living animal and kills it and eats it while it is still alive. It doesn't even strike it dead first and then eat its carcass. It grabs it and eats it while it is still alive. And there are other opinions as to how you define exactly an of hadores, a bird of prey. But the bottom line is, as our Mishnah says, kol of hadores tome, every bird of prey cannot be eaten. However, suppose you have a bird which is not a bird of prey. You discover some species of bird, and you see clearly it's not a bird of prey. It lives on corn or whatever grains it finds in the fields, but it does not attack animals in the way that would define it as an of hadores. So then how do you know if it's permissible to be eaten or not? So the Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh lo etzba yisera, if it has a kind of an extra finger behind its legs, it has a protrusion which looks like a finger. It's used functionally by the animal. If it has this extra finger, this is a sign that it is kasher. V'zefek. And similarly, if an animal has a zefek, which is a gizzard, a stomach, in which it stores grain which it has swallowed. V'kurkavano niklaf. The kurkavan, remember, is a sack or a pouch in which the animal takes in food. And if the kurkavan is opened, you will see in it, in that pouch, a film or a membrane. If that membrane is niklaf, is easily peeled from the flesh without you don't need a knife to scrape it off, you can just peel it off. These are simanim, etzba yisera, the existence of a zefek, and kurkavano niklaf. This would be indications that the bird is tahor. The Rambam, in his commentary on Mishnayos, here writes that we don't need all three simanim, but if you have one of them, well, first of all, you have to establish that it's not an of hadores, not a bird of prey. But if it's not a bird of prey, then the existence of any one of these three, the etzba hayesera, or the zefek, or the kurkavano niklaf, would be sufficient. However, in his Mishneh Torah, in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros Perek Aleph, the Rambam writes, in the name of the Gaonim, that they had a tradition that we do not accept a species of bird as being permissible to be eaten with just one simon, even if we know it is not an of hadores, but rather we require especially the simon of kurkavano niklaf. If you can remove the inner membrane of the kurkavan by just peeling it off, that is the vital criterion according to the Mesores, according to the tradition which the Rambam reports in the name of the Gaonim. All of this, of course, has been very interesting historical incidences, like of the discovery of a new species of fowl which was not known to the Jewish people before, the classic example being what we call today the turkey, and was the turkey kosher or not, etc. This was once a great dispute. Even today, there are people who refrain from eating turkeys. because these simanim are not as clear-cut as some would like. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer bar Soda gomer, Eliezer bar Soda gives a different siman in how to determine whether a bird is an of hadores. Kol of hacholekes raglov. If you take a bird, living fowl, a species that we just discovered, and you put it on a wire, you put it on a pole, and it perches on the pole by dividing its fingers, its claws, so that it has two fingers forward and two fingers behind the pole or the chut or the wire or whatever. This is a classic simon, classic indicator that the animal is, the bird is an of hadores, a bird of prey, and it is tameh. So we have concluded Mishnah Vov, and in the process have finished lesson number 12.